Welcome to Classic Copperfield, the Tony Copperfield podcast from Doctor Magazine. Tony's column is written by a GP for GPs, and it doesn't pull any punches. Listeners of a sensitive disposition, cardigan wearers, and anyone without a sense of humour should tune out now. This Classic Copperfield column was originally printed in the 12th of December issue of Doctor in 2002, under the headline, Time to Declare War on the Enemy Within.
Many things push me to the brink, but the one which may shove me over is the never-ending cycle of mindless change. New organisations, new targets, new forms, and so on. The only reassuring constant among this chaos of progress is the existence of an identifiable enemy. Patience. But that, too, is changing. Not that patients are about to become my best pals. That would require a lobotomy on my part, or better still, on theirs. No, I mean we're developing new adversaries. The legal profession, obviously, and politicians, and support groups, and character bow-tie-wearing GPs who enjoy reading the back pages of the college rag, and so on. Each augments the massed ranks of the dysfunctional, whose aim is to beat us normal, diligent GPs into submission. Now, you can add a new battalion, because hospital staff have turned traitor. I can prove this. Here's a selection of the sabotage that secondary care has perpetrated on my patients recently. A terminally ill lady with a prognosis of a few weeks was started by an SHO on an antihypertensive. A 35-year-old male was correctly diagnosed in A&E with muscular chest pain, and yet was prescribed by the casualty officer a statin. A request of mine to expedite a neurology appointment led to a disbelieving patient presenting me with a letter from the appointment clerk. She had brought forward his appointment from 2 p.m, 10th of December 2002, to 1:30 p.m, 10th of December 2002. All of which I took on the chin, until today, when I was forced to declare war. Because at lunchtime, I received a call from a charge nurse on one of the psychiatric wards at the local hospital. A patient of mine on a section was constipated. So, could I arrange for one of my district nurses to go to the hospital and administer an enema? For just a moment, words failed me. And then they didn't. I thought we were supposed to work as a team, said the nurse huffily. There's no need to be so rude. Actually, I replied, I was being incredulous. But I can do rude if you like. Here goes. That is the most spectacularly moronic request I've heard in my entire career. And believe me, I've heard a few, especially from you and your colleagues, who I seriously suspect are either taking the urine or are suffering a collective degenerative brain disease, which hopefully will lead to your premature demise so the rest of us can get on with our work. You have a hospital crawling with nurses, a pharmacy busting with enemas, and obviously a lot of time on your hands. The only occasion a patient is not my responsibility is when the poor sod is unfortunate enough to be under hospital care. So this is your problem. You sort it out. Oh yes, and you're a prat. I slammed the phone down, thought for a second, then called him back. By the way, I said, I've got a bloke here in surgery who's a bit depressed about his constipation. Could you pop over and give him some counselling?
The Classic Copperfield podcast is compiled from the archives of the Tony Copperfield column, as published in Doctor Magazine. There'll be a new recording on the podcast every week. To subscribe, simply email us at doctor@rbi.co.uk. That email address again in a moment. Label your email podcast and include your name, job title and home or practice address. That email address again, doctor@rbi.co.uk. And don't forget to tell your colleagues about the Copperfield podcast, as long as they're not wearing a cardigan. The copyright in this recording and in the original column printed in Doctor is wholly owned by Elsevier Limited. Tony Copperfield podcast recordings are free to individuals to listen to online or download to their MP3 players for personal use.